People say, well, how do you explain dinosaurs in the Bible? Well, they weren't called dinosaurs because the word dinosaur was not even invented until 1841. What were they called before that? They were called dragons. In the Bible, there's multiple references to the word dragon and dragons. Multiple references. So if you want to know where the dinosaurs are in the Bible, well, Leviathan is explained as being a reptilian creature that can breathe, that could breathe fire. And you're like, well, that sounds like a fantasy, like a medieval fantasy where, you know, you got to rescue the dragon from the princess or whatever, you know, like Super Mario or whatever. But hey, we don't know. I'm sure these animals are probably extinct now, but I know that there's sightings in recent history of things that people describe as being dinosaurs. And maybe they're all died out now. Maybe they're just really rare. But there's places in this world that have not been explored completely yet, the Congo being one of them. And there's been reports of dinosaur sightings in the Congo for hundreds of years by the Pygmies. So the Pygmies have said, they said it's still there. But, you know, you can't really get into that swamp. First of all, about everything there wants to kill you. The mosquitoes and the swamps are so bad that you just cannot traverse through there.